Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. Okay, there's a big argument in studio about who will be the best godparent for Salt's new baby daughter, CP. There's a wedding update with Salt. His parents have arrived. The stress is real. And Kennedy gives us her sports take. She's coming at the haters. And when I say haters, I mean me. You know we are the number one sports show in Boston.
Number one,
and it is with all because of Kennedy. And why? I mean, I want you to imagine if David Ortiz and Bobby Orr and Tom Brady and Paul Pierce raised a baby girl, that would be Kennedy, and it's Kennedy on sports.
This is Sports with Kennedy. Mix 104.1. Let's find out what Kennedy knows about sports.
Sports. Sup, haters.
Hey.
So I don't know if you heard, but the Red Sox just beat the Yankees handily to take home the win in the ALDS. But you are still talking junk. You said they would choke. They didn't. You said the manager should be fired. He should be promoted to mayor. It was a game.
Marty Walsh was like, what just happened?
Wait, what?
Marty's ears are ringing.
Alex Cora decided he was going to win. No game five for us, sir. He brought in Chris Sale in the eighth, which was interesting as he was set to start game five. But as I said, we didn't want no game five. So in comes the Condor, who pitches for a perfect inning. Even members of the team were surprised to see Sale warming up. Brock Holt, who hit for the cycle in game three. Yeah, the Sox have no bats. Did a swear-to-God double take. Like he went,
aye,
aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
So when the game was over and we were victorious, we went to our hermetically sealed locker room, donned our ski goggles, popped bottles of cheap champagne, and played New York, New York as loudly as we could because that's just who we are. Next up, the Astros. Also, don't bring your "they smoked us last year" garbage to me. I'm not buying your fair weather, fickle, unbelieving anti-Red Sox rhetoric. It's October. We were made for this. And Carson, take off that Red Sox hat. You don't get to celebrate when we win because you, sir, were hater number one.
How about we find some middle relief, okay? That's what we need to do. Forget about the stupid name of the street.
Yep, I know. You're right.
You're
going to lose everything.
It's a tough one. Can't with you right now.
One loss.
So dramatic.
They're in last place.
They've lost all of their games this year.
That was after the first game of the season.
I believe you said fire the manager.
He did. Let's go Sox. Hashtag do damage.
Sports.
All right, let's talk some Patriots.
Woo!
Nah, let's talk Tom Brady.
Woo!
So Tom Brady, after canceling his funny Facebook cartoons he used to do after every game, he has switched to the Instagram. And this week he posted a funny pic on the Insta stating, "Don't sleep on sleep," showing a picture of him looking angry in a Pats uniform because he was sleepy, and then a picture of him wearing that Steven Seagal blazer from the Met Gala.
Gotta stop that.
You totally nailed that one, Tom. In related Tom Brady news, his wife Giselle released her book this week. It includes her breast implant regret, finding out how her new boyfriend got another woman pregnant, and that she'd not tried to strawberry until she turned 40. So, the hard-hitting issues of our day. They were playing the undefeated Chiefs on Sunday. It's supposed to be a big game, but Tom's stupid Instagram took up all the time I had for this segment.
Sports!
I think it's the chefs.
Celtics start next week, so I'm going to wait to bring the fire, but one update for you. Scary Terry, currently in negotiations to extend his rookie contract ahead of the October 15th deadline, so he will be the lead hype man in the Celtics rap collective, Bench With Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm so white.
Sports!
And Bruins had their home opener this weekend, and much like Christina Aguilera, Annie, Patrice Bergeron is dirty. He got his fourth career hat trick in the 6-3 win over the Senators. Tuukka Rask made 28 saves, and still they are the redheaded stepchild here in Boston. But with all that goodness, the best part of the game happened in the third period when the crowd decided to give a little Boston love to the Yankees by chanting, "Yankees suck" in the third period. Keep it classy and go Bees.
Sports!
That was Sports with Kennedy. Mix 104.1. Now we know what Kennedy knows about sports.
Got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
So the American Music Awards happened last night, otherwise known as a popularity contest amongst musicians. Lots of good performances, lots of awesome outfits. Taylor Swift won three American Music Awards. And it wasn't until her third acceptance speech that she decided to bring a little politics into it. Here's what she had to say.
Thank you so much for this. And I just wanted to make a mention of the fact that this award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people. And you know what else is voted on by the people? Is the midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote. I love you guys.
Billy on the Streets also did a thing too, where he spent like 45 seconds talking about voting. It was fantastic, Kennedy.
I don't know who that is.
Was he yelling?
Billy on the Streets, you know, the guy that runs up to people with the microphone and he gives you a dollar for it.
Yes, I knew if I know him. No, I don't know him.
Oh, you need to watch, Kennedy. It's amazing.
I will say, however, that Taylor Swift, they are saying there was a voter registration surge.
Yeah.
Close to 65,000 Americans between the ages of 18 and 29, which is so important right now. Registered within 24 hours of her post.
I love it.
So,
I absolutely love it.
I love that she's using her power for both good and evil. Busy Phillips. You know, Busy.
Yep.
She was in Freaks and Geeks. She was in
White Chicks.
Cougar Town, White Chicks.
She's got a new show coming, too.
She's like got a talk show that's coming out. She is accusing James Franco of assaulting her in 1999 on the set of Freaks and Geeks. An excerpt from her memoir reads, "He grabbed both of my arms and screamed in my face, 'Don't ever touch me again.' And then he threw me to the ground flat on my back. Wind knocked out of me. At the time, I was 19. It was my first professional acting job. I was under the impression that this was just the way things were. James and I have talked about it over the years, and at one point he apologized to me. I was always acutely aware of my expendability, and so I felt I never needed to complain and always show up on time and be difficult. This is why people take so long to come out, guys." And I have some good news. The Weeknd and Bella Hadid are back together.
Stop it.
They're Instagram official, Annie.
You're kidding me. I didn't even see it.
They apparently got back together in April, and now they have become Instagram official once again. He posted a series of photos with Bella to celebrate her birthday, one of them kissing, and that has been liked over a million times. He captioned the photos, "Happy birthday, angel."
Stop.
Are you here for it?
I love them together. I really do. I just feel like they're so mysterious.
Who's
just, like, slither around the town together?
Who's Selena dating these days?
Nobody.
She's single.
Yeah, she's
not
with anybody.
I feel like she's just left out in the cold.
Right?
She's like the girl like that doesn't get to the invited to the parties anymore. She's like, guys,
come here.
Hey, guys.
Is she the new Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Jeez. Salt is trying to figure out who the godparents are going to be for CP.
Yeah, we've been talking about it lately, and it's one of those things, you know, you start planning your future, and when you have a kid, these are just, you know, the life insurance policies, and then you're like, oh, God, what happened? And God forbid something happens. Who would get the kid?
Well, it should be somebody on this show, obviously.
That's
because
probably the nobody worst idea
we know you best.
Ever.
Yeah, who knows you better than all of us on this show?
I hid my wedding from you.
Okay.
That was just mean. Yeah. Rude.
Well, and Kennedy has taken this pretty serious.
I still haven't
because
gotten over it. Well, I'd like to put my hat in the ring, and I thought I would, you know, bring you something to show you how serious I am. Hi, I'm Kennedy, and I would love to be godmother to your little angel. I've never raised a kid before, but it can't be that hard, right? I have a dog. I mean, if Carson can do it, anyone can.
That's.
I mean, solid, right?
Yeah.
Short, sweet,
I appreciate the effort.
Brooke is from Acton. Brooke, who do you think should be the godparent for Salt's baby CP?
Producer Dan.
What?
Was he even in the running?
Amazing.
Well, he is now. He does the weekly wrap-up. I want my child to be exposed to that talent every week.
Yes! I like your reasonings. It's a well-formed argument. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Remember Dan was the one that blew out a knee trying to dance to Pitbull?
What does that got to do with kids?
Do you want him keeping it attractive to your kids?
You blew out your back doing nothing.
Thanks for calling in. All right, bye, Brooke.
Thank you, bye.
Carol's from Squantum. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
All right, it's time to pick who on the show would you want to raise your kids as their godparents?
Sorry, Kennedy. I got to go with Carson, only because of Lana.
Yeah, that's probably well played.
And I think Kennedy with her friends with benefits and the late night visits.
Oh, yeah. That's something to be aware of.
Good call.
Learning
good.
The birds and bees pretty early.
Thanks for calling in, Carol. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Oh, my God. We got a lot on the text line. This one is another vote for Lana, but this is Lana's godmother. Disclaimer, this is not a vote for Carson, which I think is great.
We're all one family here.
Somebody said Kate Merrill without a doubt.
Any votes for Barrett in there?
There was a couple for Annie.
Yeah.
But... Oh, my God.
Well, it's funny, Kennedy, because you produced that ad, you know, trying to get votes for you.
Yeah.
Well, I also put together a little ad.
Oh.
Kennedy wants to be your child's godmother or guardian. Is that really a good idea? Is your child's future safe in the hands of a woman who fostered 36 puppies but didn't keep any? Does a woman with a 670-square-foot high-rise apartment seem like a good fit for your child to grow and blossom in? I mean, Annie Dow couldn't even last 72 hours there. Yeah, I guess it's cool if you don't mind your kid Ubering to and from school, because Lord only knows when her car insurance is going to be canceled. Hey, not all children need a traditional education anyway. Instead of calculus and political science, your little nugget will know what Taylor Swift ate for dinner last night and who Bruno Mars is sleeping with. So yeah, if you want your kid to think living alone at 47 is cool, Kennedy for godmother. Otherwise, maybe choose again.
This ad paid for by the people to elect Carson as godfather.
Wow. Oof. That was...
He put a little more hot sauce on that one.
Salt is now 3 days away from the ceremony. Salt and Sarah getting married. The ceremony is on Saturday. And it feels like, Kennedy...
It's been 800 years.
Feels like just yesterday you were at the wedding expo.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Today, Sarah and I are venturing out. What are we doing?
I'm going to the Massachusetts Wedding Expo.
And why am I here?
Because it's your wedding, too.
Nope.
Is it? I don't know.
Come on. I admit there are, so far, a disproportionate amount of men to women here.
Definitely. I've seen two men.
Two men.
Two, two men.
Because you're the best fiancé in the world.
I just feel like I didn't have an excuse to get out of this.
I saw that your parents arrived yesterday. Are they staying at your house?
Yeah, they're staying at the house. They're watching CP today. So we got the nanny off, so that saves us a couple of dollars.
I got to see them yesterday. It was wonderful to see them.
I swear, I'm just so over this right now.
Are you ready to elope?
I am beyond over. Last night, I was talking to Sarah in the kitchen, you know, because we're driving up to Maine, and when you're bringing all this stuff and we're bringing the parents in tow and the baby in tow and everything. So we have to take two cars. And so we're trying to go over checklists and, you know, my wife has her checklist. I have my checklist. And we're trying to get the two to, you know, reconcile with one another. And then we're asking about favors and I'm like seating assignments and we've had people drop out. So now we've had to switch tables around and I'm just over.
And oh, by the way, you have a 4-month-old.
Yeah.
It's not that like you're doing this in quiet.
No, yeah.
Peace and quiet.
No, we got a 3-month-old. And
it's not
and
like you're well rested or anything.
Yeah. It's just this is a poop show.
I looked at Sarah yesterday. I met them at the restaurant underneath my apartment building. And I was like, are you just kind of so excited for it to be almost over? And she goes, yeah, we'll both be super happy when it's done.
Oh, yeah. This has been like... out of all of the things that we've done in the last year.
Which are many.
Yeah. So we had a child. We bought a house, moved into a house. Actually,
got married.
This was the second move because she moved into the other, my other
house. Yes.
So got married. This is the worst. The level of stress in this caused by other people is ridiculous. People are just texting me with the most asinine things. Like,
do you feel that people have completely lost their ability to think on their own?
Yes. They want your opinion on everything, and I'm like, just make a decision. I don't care. One of my groomsmen asked if he needed to bring a shirt.
Not
like for the rehearsal dinner, not for anything else. He goes, a shirt.
So does that mean then that he was going to wear like his AC/DC concert?
I don't know what he was going
to. I would get behind that.
I feel like he would not wear anything and just have a tie on.
Also could get behind
he's
that.
He's a good looking fella, but yeah, I don't need Chippendales in my bridal party. They're calling me.
We've been here for about a half an hour now. We found a nice spot, maybe for the wedding. We're not sure yet.
Nice potential spot.
But we are waiting in a line. What is this line for?
Cake.
Are we even going to have wedding cake at our wedding?
No, but don't tell them that we're not going to have wedding cake.
All right, so we're just eating cake now at 11 in the morning.
Seemed like it was.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah.
Are you still not cake people?
No.
Okay.
No cake people.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Excited.
You know what, people?
The event of the season.
Hey, don't ask me what the weather's going to be like. You know why? Because everybody has the internet.
What's the name of the town?
It's just
Maine.
I don't even care if people show up at this point.
Okay. So people have dropped out. He paid for their plates.
Get some replacements.
Maine. Just go to Maine and ask for the McMillan wedding.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
All right, so Cardi B performed last night at the American Music Awards.
Stole the show.
Just doing it and doing it and doing it well. And she's from New York. She is a New York girl. But did you know that she is a Red Sox fan?
Of course she is.
I'll let her tell you.
I know y'all don't understand, but if y'all know me for a long time, y'all know I always been a Red Sox fan, you know? And I'm from Highbridge, so I literally live 9 blocks away from the Yankee Stadium. But you know, my father, he's a Red Sox fan. My grandfather's a Red Sox fan. It runs in my blood. Big Pappy over here, you heard? Big Pappy over here.
I feel like she threw a little shade last night towards her husband.
Big Pappy.
She accepted her award, and at the end of it, she didn't say anything about her husband. And then at the very end, and she says, oh, hey, husband.
She means business.
Be careful of me.
I feel like Big Pappy's is like a pizza place.
David Ortiz shared her video on his Instagram account and said, that's my girl, Red Sox for life.
runs in my blood.
It runs in my blood. Yesterday we were talking about John Cena's hair.
Yeah.
And the fact that he actually has it. Yeah. So he was all over the place yesterday doing promotion for his children's book, Elbow Grease. Who knew?
Is it him and children learning to read together?
Why are you going to? He is such a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
We can hate on him all we want. That's what we do here in America.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
He's a Jort.
We need more good dudes like him.
But they were good dudes.
Ask Nikki Bell about that.
All right. Anyway, he was asked about the hair, obviously, because it's all the rage. Oh, totally. And here's what he said.
I'm growing out my hair for a film that I'm doing in China. But the internet was like, man, I've been getting a lot of flack for it. It's crazy.
Do they like it? No,
everybody hates it.
Everybody hates it?
For that reason, I'm going to keep it.
Do you know why he said he was going to keep it?
Because people hate it.
No,
he said
he was going to use it as an inspirational way to teach kids that even he gets bullied, but he's not going to pay attention to the haters, and he's still going to keep his hair. Sends a great message to our children. I love him.
In related hater news, he called it a film. It's a Jackie Chan film. It's a movie. It's a movie.
That's a straight to video.
Guys, this is some serious
What's
business.
Up? What's
Pete
What's
Davidson up? Has covered one of his Ariana Grande tattoos.
What?
With another tattoo.
Is it over?
No.
Already?
So he had the little bunny ears behind his ears that she wore in The Dangerous Woman.
Yeah.
He had it covered up with a black heart and the letter A. I don't know why. Is he running out of space?
I'm confused.
Does she not want to be known by the bunny ears anymore?
Yeah, maybe that's not her style.
She's moving on with her life.
She's more black hearts. Black heart?
Yikes.
Their love is real.
This is so much is going on. Will they make it 5 months?
Only as evidenced by his tattoos.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee, any size?
Need it.
I'll take the extra large. Two.
Paige is from Hingham. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning.
Paige is on her way to nanny 3 children.
Oh, my gosh.
How old are the 3?
1, 4, and 9.
Wow. She will also take the extra large.
Yeah, tough day.
2 of
them. Paige, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She is now out of the studio in that soundproof booth. Dan is setting up the big board where it says Kennedy has 2,356 wins and only 206 losses. Question number 1. Today is National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Name the Seth MacFarlane movie starring Mark Wahlberg, where his teddy bear came to life as a child, and now they're 2 stoner adults.
Ted.
Question number 2. Cuba Gooding Jr. says playing O.J. Simpson took him to a dark place in The People versus O.J. Simpson. Which former Friends cast member played his lawyer, Robert Kardashian, in the show?
David Schwimmer.
Question number 3. John Hamm is the rumored frontrunner to play Batman next.
I am Batman.
You may remember him on Mad Men. Aside from professionally boozing and cheating on his wives, what line of work was his character in on Mad Men?
Finance?
Question number 4. LL Cool J is on the list of nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's the only rapper on the list this year. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Oh, God.
Keep it clean.
All right.
I don't know, yeah.
Question number five. Taylor Swift making a political statement has inspired a big surge in voter registrations. They said like maybe 65,000 people, people registered in a matter of 24 hours because of her comments. How old do you have to be to run for president of the United States?
Oh, gosh. 40?
It's a good number.
Ish.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's coming up for me.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
I know.
And you're almost there.
I'm ready.
You're.
Kennedy?
Yo!
Paige got 2 out of 5.
All right.
2. These are tough. She's okay. Question number one. Today is National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. What's the Seth MacFarlane movie starring Mark Wahlberg?
Where Ted. Okay. Dramatic pause for effect.
Question number two. Cuba
Gooding
Jr.
He's waiting for you to bring yours to work.
Says playing O.J. Simpson took him to a dark place in The People versus O.J. Simpson. Which former Friends cast member played his lawyer, Robert Kardashian?
David Schwimmer.
Because he's a murderer.
Tied at 2. Question number 3.
Murder. Fact, not opinion. Cool.
John Hamm is the rumored frontrunner to play Batman next.
Oh, stop.
I am the knight.
Aside from professionally boozing and cheating on his wives in Mad Men, what line of work was this character in?
Advertising.
It was advertising. 3-2. Question number 4. LL Cool J is the on the list of nominees for the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies love Cool James? Come on now.
Yes, they do love Cool James. 4-2. Question number 5. Taylor Swift making a political statement has inspired a big surge in voter registrations. How old do you have to be to run for president of these United States?
35?
Oh, woo!
Annie Dowell, 2030.
12 years, people. Mark the calendars. I'm coming.
I'm here for it.
Who's being my VP? Which one of you?
Dan? I'll be dead by I'll then, be dead. So no.
There's no way I'll be alive.
Dan.
I'm moving to Canada.
I'm going to look
that would be the greatest of all time.
I would know and love you.
Carson and Kennedy platform. In the morning, eh?
I made Carson move to Canada.
Bye.
Kennedy, nice job. You got it 5-2. Paige, I'm sorry.
You're welcome, boss.
You don't get the cash, but you have won yourself $100, a Stop & Shop gift card. The newest savory magazine from Stop & Shop is in the store now for October Savory Showcases. With fall flavors and hearty favorites like old-fashioned pot roast and baked streusel apples. Pick up your copy at Stop & Shop now. What was it like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Paige from Hingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.